Funding for The Front Row on Texas Tech Public Radio comes from the Helen Jones Foundation and from Citibank. Citibank's award-winning app delivers features that are redefining mobile banking, like the ability to turn your debit card off if it's ever lost or stolen, and the ability to raise ATM and spending limits. More information is at CitibankOnline.com, Citibank, member FDIC. Support also comes from Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. See the stars of tomorrow on the stage today. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Explore, dream, discover. And from Lubbock's Cultural District. Always creative, never flat. More information is available at lubbockculturaldistrict.org. The Vernacular Music Center at Texas Tech University School of Music is home to a number of ensembles, including Los Matadores, the mariachi ensemble at Texas Tech University. They're giving a concert together with a group from Lubbock High School on Friday night. We have all the details on today's show. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are in the office of Dr. Lauren Salazar, who is a professor of ethnomusicology here at the Texas Tech University School of Music, teaches courses in ethnomusicology, and she is also the director of the mariachi ensemble here at Texas Tech. We're going to visit with Dr. Salazar about that. We also have in the studio with us Greg Cavazos, who is the director of the mariachi program in all of LISD. So welcome to the two of you. Thank you both very, very much for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Dr. Salazar, let me begin with you. You direct the mariachi program here at Texas Tech University. Tell us just a little bit about what that is and your involvement with it.
Sure. So the mariachi ensemble is one of the ensembles of the Vernacular Music Center. And so the Vernacular Music Center hosts a couple of other ensembles. And so the mariachi ensemble here at Texas Tech was, I believe there have been several incarnations. My understanding is that in the late 90s, it was a student group. And then it kind of went defunct. And then around 2010, it began as a student group again. And then one of my former colleagues, Dr. Chimarusti, started a world music ensemble. They did a term of mariachi. The mariachi became incredibly popular. And then the ensemble was born as a class for credit.
Right. So here we are in 2018, and you're now directing the ensemble as a full-fledged program.
Yes, right? Yes. And in fact, it's been growing and it's been expanding, which has been very exciting. And probably I would say one of the most exciting elements about this ensemble is that I'm able to fuse it with my research interest in that one of the things that I look at is the institutionalization of the genre itself. Because one of the things that's been happening with mariachi, oh gosh, since the 1960s, is that, you know, basically what happened with jazz 60 years ago is happening with mariachi today, as you have more and more academic programs springing up, especially in school districts, in areas where you have a large Latino diaspora. Mm-hmm. And so with this program here, what I'm able to do is to really look at how this aspect of Mexican-American culture can really be used to empower the community. And by that, what I mean here is looking at mariachi as a pathway to higher education, especially for high school students. Because the research shows that in addition to Native American students, Latino students, primarily in the American Southwest, of Mexican-American heritage, Mexican-American heritage, statistically do not graduate at the same rate when it comes to high school. And so what at least the anecdotal evidence has been able to show and the ethnographic evidence has been able to show that in schools that have active mariachi programs, that students tend to do better academically and tend to go on to college. So what I'm hoping then at the college level is where do those students at the high school level go if they want to continue? And that's something that we've really been experimenting with here. And so far it's been successful. So far we've been able to recruit students who weren't necessarily thinking of going to college who are now here at Texas Tech studying.
What a perfect thing. You have a chance to work
with mariachi as an art form mm-hmm. and performance, mm-hmm. and yet you have this academic connection,
exactly.
which benefits the university, the students,
exactly.
and the art form, and you,
right.
and all those things.
Right, and it shows Latino culture in a positive light. It's something positive within our culture that we can then use to aid in something very important, like education for the community.
You have a concert coming up Friday night. Tell us about it.
We do. So this Friday night is our annual spring concert, which will be at Henley Hall at 8 p.m. It's free and open to the public. I encourage everyone to bring their families, bring everyone. You know, sometimes we'll have the local retirement communities bring people. And it's really just a lovely event. And it's really a celebration of the music and a celebration of the culture.
And you're sharing it mm-hmm. with members of the Lubbock High Ensemble.
Absolutely. And that's a very important component because some of the more advanced high school students are also members of the Texas Tech Mariachi.
Right. Let me bring in Greg Cavazos, who is the director of the Mariachi program in all of Lubbock Independent School District. And you'll be with the Lubbock High folks this Friday night, right?
That is correct.
Right. Tell us a little bit about you and your history with the LISD and the Mariachi program.
Well, sure. I'm originally from Eagle Pass, Texas. I've been here in Lubbock, Texas, going now on 5 years. I was originally hired as an assistant orchestra director / mariachi director. But here in the past 2 years, my position has changed to Lubbock ISD mariachi director because they want the programs to grow. So currently I have four ensembles from all levels. When I first started, I only had about 35 students. The program has doubled. I have about 62 students now, and we're growing. Been getting a lot of instruments, and yeah, like Dr. Salazar said, we'll be here on Friday with my advanced mariachi ensemble, and five of those students are part of the Texas Tech Mariachi Los Matadores, so that's a great opportunity for them.
Right. In looking at some of the pictures that you were showing me of your group,
yes.
you have wonderful. I'm going to call them outfits. I'll let you actually describe the term more correctly and
sure.
tell us about them.
Sure. So our trajes de charro, okay? Those are, you know, we just got those, you know, through Lubbock ISD. We're extremely fortunate and, you know, very, very thankful to our Lubbock ISD fine arts staff, which includes Dr. Anderson, Mr. Babcock, you know. They've been very instrumental in helping us get that project going. It's been a couple of years in the making, but it happened. So, los trajes de charro, traditional. I try to go traditional for my students. So, and it was not that hard for us since our colors are black and gold for the school. It was perfect. You know, we get a black traje with gold botonadura, and botonadura is the shiny metals that you have across the. You know, the legs and the brooch and the coat and on the cuffs. And so also we were able to get a design on the arm with the Lubbock L, and we were able to embed it in some traditional mariachi, you know, charro embroidery. And additionally our buckle is also custom made. It has our Lubbock High School logo.
It looks beautiful.
Thank you.
So it's really, really very, very nice. This is something that I don't know a lot about, so mm-hmm. I have to ask the question carefully because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
You will play some tunes, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about mariachi and the mariachi style and the music that you will play.
Okay, so that's a great question. The mariachi style is very vibrant. It can include, you know, solemn music, music alegre, which means happy, full of life. Sometimes the themes that are portrayed in mariachi music are tragedy, love, you know, just like songs, you know, in the American genres. But our concert, our tunes will be, we're playing a son jalisciense. That's probably the epitome of the mariachi sound. That's one of the most traditional sounds. In fact, UIL is requiring mariachi ensembles to perform one son jalisciense at the competitions, and that's why we try to include it at every concert. Additionally, we're going to play some boleros, you know, that's more from the Caribbean style, but the mariachi is a genre absorber, so that's why we're performing that. Ooh, we're also playing a very lovely arrangement from our good friend Jesus Guzman. He arranged, it's arranged from mariachi, but it was originally composed for salsa, a salsa ensemble. So we'll be performing a tune called Yo No Sé Mañana.
That sounds wonderful. Dr. Salazar, he mentioned instruments. Mm-hmm. So in order to play the pieces authentically, you have to have the right instruments.
That's correct.
How? Tell us about the instruments and how you collect them.
Sure. So the mariachi ensemble is a hybrid ensemble, borrowing from European forms and also from instruments that are derived from European instruments, but also just inherently Mexican. So we use violins, the trumpet. The trumpet's a relatively recent addition to the mariachi ensemble, really in the 1930s and really growing in the 1940s. But original mariachi ensembles did not have trumpet, but we use trumpets. And then probably the unique instruments to the mariachi are the guitarrón, which is a big guitarrón with a rounded out back. It has that nice big booming bass sound. And the word guitarrón just basically means big guitar. There's another instrument in South America also called guitarrón, but it's a completely different instrument. Then in another instrument that's a part of the mariachi is the vihuela. And the vihuela is a term that, at least in Latin America, really now only exists in the mariachi. You do have Baroque Spanish vihuelas. However, they became out of fashion by like the 19th century in Spain. But the word is still used in the Mexican mariachi ensemble. And the vihuela kind of looks like a smaller guitarrón, has a very high timbre and pitch to it. The vihuela and the guitar are basically rhythmic instruments, and the guitarrón is a bass instrument. And as you know, Mr. Cavazos was saying earlier, with the son jalisciense, which is the indigenous song form to the mariachi tradition, what really distinguishes the different song forms is the interaction of the melody. So I could get very technical, but I'm not. In fact, I would urge everyone to come out and to listen to it for yourselves.
Right, great. Well, we get to see all of these instruments.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Correct. Yes. And then the other instrument that we also use is the arpa jalisciense, the mariachi harp, which is my main instrument. I know Mr. Cavazos was thrilled that the Lubbock ISD, they were able to get two of these instruments. They're difficult to obtain. There aren't a lot of families left that still make them in a traditional mariachi style. If you look on the photograph up there, I have a picture of me with my mariachi harp. And what's unique about these instruments is that traditionally it was the primary bass instrument. It was then replaced by the guitarrón, because of course with that big harp, which you play standing up, you can't really walk and play at the same time. But the harp is making a comeback as mariachi, you know, now you have more performances on stage where you can control your performing activities, and therefore you see more and more programs. And this is what I love about the educational movement, is now you have more high school programs utilizing harp, and the harp's making a big comeback.
That's
which
wonderful.
Is exciting.
Yeah. Tell us again the times, dates, and
yes.
details of the concert.
Yes. So this Friday, 8 p.m., Hemley Hall, free and open to everyone.
Wonderful. Best of luck.
Thank you.
And thank you both. Greg Cavazos, Dr. Lauren Salazar, thank you very much for taking time to talk to me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Today's episode of our program will be up on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.